But did they have the time? That was the question. Surely there was someone up there doing something about getting them off the planet. Surely there was a rescue operation being implemented. And if they could just draw it out a little more, if they could stay alive just a little while longer. Or maybe not. Maybe there was nothing. No rescue, no reinforcements, no fleet. Maybe they were all destroyed in space. Or maybe they all got smart and ran like hell. Felix took a sip of water from a tube, spit it out into another tube. No, there had to be something. There had to be someone. Now that they had found the Mesa and some kind of chance, and not when they had gotten the break with the eclipse. He looked up into the dark gray sky. The entire section of Banshee was currently in darkness. It was not full nighttime, more like dusk or dawn. Still, the effect was similar. It had become, even for Banshee, very, very cold. It didn't bother warriors who could see in the dark with their suits and fight in absolute vacuum, but it apparently got to the ants. They had been obviously slowing down. Their movements, never graceful, were now almost ridiculous. They had become parodies of themselves, with jerking, puppet-like gestures and slow-motion running. It helped a lot. No, they had to be coming to get them. It couldn't all be going for nothing. Not now. Not with the Mesa and the cold. Someone tapped him on the shoulder. It was the warrior who had lined up behind him. Felix followed the pointing armored finger and saw that the line had moved along several meters while he was daydreaming. He got up and walked over to join the others. As he sat down, he heard the warriors in front of him, all male, talking on proximity band.
Not like real night at all, you see. It's just the eclipse. The place has got four moons, you know, and it's...
What do you mean it ain't night? Looks like it to me.
Not to me. Not dark enough.
Give it a little while. It'll get darker.
No, it won't. It'll get lighter. Just an eclipse, like I said.
Well, that's just like this blasted planet.
Earth has eclipses.
Got ants, too, but I wouldn't rightly compare them.
Hey, look here. It's our scout,
said the one closest to Felix.
You are the one, ain't you? Been working our end of the barricade last couple of fights?
Felix nodded.
Gotta be him, Obel. There's only two scouts, this one and Forrest. What's your name, scout?
Felix.
Hello, Felix. I'm Bolov. That's Yin and Obel.
Felix nodded at each of them.
Yin's the colonel's aide. He was just telling us the latest.
Yeah, said the one called Obel.
What's gonna happen now? Forget the rest of that eclipse crap.
Well, began Yin, Felix already knows. He and Forrest found the place where we're moving to, the Mesa.
Aw, shit, said Obel.
We moving again?
Felix nodded. The colonel agreed. Yin laughed harshly.
What choice did he have? Just after you left, he began to get down to it with the staff. Gonna be as soon as everybody hits the can.
What's this Mesa?
Asked Bolov.
It's a big hill with only one way up. We're gonna hide up there and make the ants come and get us.
What about the wounded? We got more than 300 warriors that can't move on their own.
We're gonna carry them up there.
Obel snorted.
What happens if the ants come in the middle of this? That's what the colonel was worried about. But his flank figured a way. Seems there's two sets of kind of steps up to the top of the Mesa. We're gonna move everybody halfway up first. Then we can take a little more time moving them the rest of the way up.
What happens to the ones waiting on the steps?
It gets tricky there. Colonel's going to ask for volunteers to defend the steps just below the landing while the rest of the moving is going on.